So we're still learning the Inyan of Ibur Shana. By the way, Be'ezras Hashem, Be'ezras Hashem, Be'ezras Hashem, all being well, we'll hopefully have Shir tomorrow as well, Tanis Esther permitting, even though my trusted glass of water will not be with me. But we'll see, we'll see, we'll try and Miss Hashem have a Shir tomorrow as well. Tuesday, there will not be Shir. Wednesday, we'll have to see how people are feeling. We can't have Nachum rolling around there. Nachum, you could be demuted. You're very quiet. You're too quiet there. Come on, it's Ador.
I have kids in the house running around, so.
Say that we're kid friendly here. We'll see you on Purim, Nachum. We won't be Purim without the gathers coming here.
Emet Hashem.
Okay, great. Okay, we're on the Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're learning the sugya of Ibur Shana Tana Rabbanon. We're about 10 lines from the top. The first word on the line is Hagronos. Tana Rabbanon, we began this last time. Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana Lifnei Rosh Hashana. There would not be Ma'abed Hashana too early. By the way, as we're about to see in a second, the only month that you can add is Adar. So even though we're having a discussion about when exactly your Ma'abed Hashana, that's only talking about when the decision is made. But it's not talking about which month is added. There's no tzad that if you decide to make an Ibur Shana in Tishri, you're going to have a Tishri Sheni. Of course, the only month that's added is the last month of the year, which is Adar. The question only is, when can that decision be made? That's the discussion over here. So the Gemara is saying the decision cannot be made in the beginning of the year. Have a look at Rashi. Ein ma'abrin. Ein yoshvin bezdin. So you see, clearly Rashi is alluding to this fact. We're not talking about which month you add, but rather when do bezdin sit. Is ein yoshvin bezdin. Bezdin do not sit, kodem Rosh Hashanah la'ayin, v'loimar, to sit and investigate and to announce that tis'aber shanazu, that this year will end up being a shanamul beres, b'shnei adorim. So Rashi clearly emphasizes over here that the discussion is, of course, that the only month that can possibly be added is Ador, but even that's not decided at the beginning of the year. Why? B'pnei sheyesh shikcho b'dovor. Because there is shikcha, people might well forget. And if you announce too early on in the year that in 5 months' time there's going to be a double Ador, people might well forget. They'll only make a single Ador, and what will happen? Long before this extra Ador is supposed to arrive, people will have forgotten. V'mezalzeli b'chometz, and there'll be mezalzel b'chometz. They'll make Pesach a month early, which itself is no problem whatsoever. The problem is that the following month, when it really is Pesach, they'll be busy eating their bread and not realizing that actually it's Pesach. Why will they not realize? Because they've long forgotten that this year was supposed to be a Shana Me'ul Beres. Therefore, it should not be done too early on. In fact, says the Gemara, Ve'im Ibruha, and if indeed they did make it a Shana Me'ul Beres, Eino Me'ul Beres, it doesn't even take effect. So it's not just a halacha lechatchila. Don't make the decision too early, but even b'dieved, if you make a Shana Me'ul Beres too early on, it does not take effect, and you've got to reconvene the Bezdin in order to decide at the end of the year it's going to be a Shana Me'ul Beres. Says the Gemara Vayta, Avol mipnei hadchak ma'abrin oiso achar Rosh Hashanah miyad. But if it is a Shas Adchak, what does a Shas Adchak mean? There are some, for whatever reason, extenuating circumstances, then you can convene the Bezdin earlier on in the year. Even after Rosh Hashanah Miyad, however, the Gemara stresses that does not mean you're making an extra Tishri. V'afal pikein, nonetheless, ein ma'abrin elo ador. Nonetheless, it's only Adar which is going to be the extra month. Now, what does that mean, Shas Adchak? What does it mean, extenuating circumstances? Why can't the Bezdin convene at the end of the year? Says Rashi. Look at Rashi. Avo mepnei hadchak. Rashi gives a couple of examples. One of them is relevant to the Gemara coming up. Avo mipnei hadchak, shemo loy yehei shom bezdin. If for some reason there's a concern, I don't know why, that there will not be a bezdin mufla somoch liado. There will not be an expert bezdin somoch liado. Obviously, in order to adjudicate the halachas of Ibur Shana, it's got to be people who expertise in this particular area of halacha, which is very, very complicated. So if for some reason, I don't know what these circumstances would be, but if for some reason there's grounds for concern that we will not be able to convene a Bezdin later on in the year, and the only time that these people, these experts are available are at the beginning of the year, then that's what you would do. So again, Shema lo yehei shom Bezdin mufla somoch la'ador, maybe close to Adar, which is the time that they've got to convene, these people will not be available. That's one example. Oi, Shema Yovoi HaMelech Adoimi. Or maybe the Melech of Edoim will come along, it'll make problems. The Ya'akev Al Yodon, and he will prevent them. The non-Jewish king will, for some reason, get involved and he'll prevent them from convening. So, again, if that's a concern, that might be on the horizon, Ma'abrin Oisa. Well, then you would be Ma'aba already at the beginning of the year, or Moidin Legoila, and you would inform the Goila, the Golos, Achar Rosh Hashanah Miyad, immediately after Rosh Hashanah, She Ibarnuha, that we're making this year a Shana Mu'ubaris.
We've mentioned. Wasn't the Shana, wasn't one of the criteria like examining the fruits as they get closer?
Quite right. So we said early on that you don't do it early on in the year for reasons that we're concerned about shikha.
Right.
It's mashma that somehow, I don't know how, if not for shikha, it is possible to make the calculation. Nobody said that you don't do it at the beginning of the year because you can't make the calculation, although your question is valid, that surely you'd have to wait till the year progresses to see how the fruit's doing. But maybe with regard to Aviv and other cheshbonos, I'm not quite sure. But either way, we're saying over here that lechatchila you do not make a shana mu'ubaris at the beginning of the year. In fact, if you did so, it doesn't take effect. But a shas adchak, if you're worried that the bezdin won't be available or they'll be prevented by the non-Jewish kings, then you would convene the bezdin the beginning of the year, declare it a shana mu'ubaris. You'd send a message to the golos, because we said those are the ones that are harder to contact. And you announce that this year is a Shana Mu'ubaris, but as the Gemara says, the emphasis has to be, look at the next Rashi. V'af al pi kein, ein ma'abrin oisa b'shnei chadoshim achirim. But you would not make a double different month. There's no such thing as cheshvan sheni or shvat sheni, no such thing. Elo, kishi agia adar, Yasu Shnei Adorim, you'd make two Ador. So even in the event that Bezdin are forced to announce that it's a Shana Mu'ubaris earlier on in the year, for reasons we just discussed, nonetheless, the extra month that will be added will always be Ador. Now, as we well know, this actually is not Negea this year, but it was Negea last year, and will be Negea next year as well. Next year is also a leap year. There is an enormous discussion, la halacha, and it's not a straightforward discussion at all, that when you have this double Adar, which is the main one? Now, what does that mean, which one is the main one? So we all know that when you have a double Adar, that Purim will be celebrated in the second Adar, not in the first. But there is an enormous discussion, and it spans so many areas of halacha, whether it be, for example, a yahrzeit, whether it be, for example, a bar mitzvah, when does a boy become bar mitzvah, in which Adar, a yahrzeit, if somebody committed themselves for a year, when does that year end? Is it the first Adar, the second Adar, etc., 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 etc.? So many, 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 many circumstances that one has to consider. We'll gather each one, and there seem to be a lot of contradictions. It's not a straightforward discussion. It's not a straightforward discussion. Okay, back into the Gemara. If you look, by the way, at Tosfos, look at Tosfos. It's the third Tosfos on the Amud. This is good to learn because it's Inyana de Yoma, quoting a pasuk in Megillas Esther, Toisrus, Dibur Hamaschil, Ein Ma'abrin Elo Ador. Ein Ma'abrin Elo Ador. Says Toisrus, a very, very interesting makom. We only add an extra Ador. We do not add an extra Elul or Cheshvan or Tammuz, whatever it may be. Why not? Says Tosfos, the kol shar hachadoshim, all other months ein ma'abrim, you cannot make mu'ubaris. There's no such thing as a Tishri Sheni. Why not? Because it is written, guess when, Megillas Esther, l'chodesh shneim osar hu chodesh ador, quote unquote. It says the 12th month, which is Chodesh Adar. So we learn from over here that the 12th month of the year always has to be Adar. Ve'ima'abrin achas mishar hachadoshim. And if you would make the extra month, one of the different months, imagine if you made Shvat the extra month, you'd have Shvat Rishon and Shvat Sheni. Well, then Adar would turn out not to be the 12th month anymore. Loi hava Adar shneim osa. Well, then Adar won't be the 12th month. And we clearly learn from this pasuk in the Megillah that Adar, for whatever reason, has to be the 12th month of the year. So I've got no problem in making it the 12th and also the 13th. But if it's only the 13th, that's the problem. So if I make a Kislev Sheni, then by the time you get to Shvat, Shvat will be the 12th month of the year, and Adar is now the 13th. I've got no problem with Adar being the 13th, but I've got to have Adar being the 12th as well. So it's a very interesting makor from this pasuk. I just want to share with you something which is very, very topical. The Gera Rebbe, the first Gera Rebbe, who was known as the Chidushe Harim, said something. I'm not sure if we've mentioned this in the past. If we've mentioned it, then please stop me. The word Ador comes from the following source. As we know, that in Chodesh Adar, which parashios do we study? It's always the same parashios, unless it's a leap year. Truma, Tetzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pekudei. And those are the 4 or 5 weeks that discuss the building of the Mishkan. In the very first week of the construction of the Mishkan, meaning parashios Truma, and by the way, Rosh Chodesh Adar always falls out in Parashas Truma. So the Medrash there says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, please construct for me a Beis HaMikdash, She'odur B'soichoi, that I can reside in. She'odur, like the word dor or dira, live. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, construct for me a home, She'odur B'soichoi, that I can live in. So the Chiddush Yorim says that Medrash is to be found in Parashas Truma. Parashas Truma always contains in it Rosh Chodesh Adar. So the word Adar is based on the Medrash She'odur B'soicha. It's basically the same letters. And the question is, what on earth did the Chiddush Yorim mean? What is this, just a play on words? Odur and Adar, and it happens to be in Parashas Truma, and the Medrash She'odur B'soicha. So this is a very lengthy discussion. I don't want to discuss the whole thing now, but I think it's an important chizuk for us all. The pshat in the Chiddush Yorim is that no, it's not a play on words. Actually, this really captures the entire essence of the month that we are now in. Amalek did not deny in the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, they denied in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. They're more than happy to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and after that, it's all happenstance. Amalek is all about Mikre. Haman wants to decide how to kill the Jews, so he does a Geirel, a lottery. It's all random. Nothing is preordained. Nothing is divinely decreed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken a holiday. He created the world and then went on vacation. He's not involved in our life at all. In fact, it's been pointed out So there's a pasuk in Tehillim. We all know this pasuk because we say it in the beginning of Hallel. Rom al kol goyim al hashomayim kevoidoy. Rom means lofty or exalted. This is the way the goyim Hashem. Rom al kol goyim al hashomayim kevoidoy. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be found? He's in the shomayim. Nothing to do with us. He's Rom. He's lofty. What's the very next pasuk? That we view things differently. We say, Mi kashem Elokeinu, who is the one like our God? Not just bashomayim. Very much HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides with us, is involved in our day-to-day life, and I'm connected to him. It's been pointed out that the word Rom, Rom al Goyim, the gematria of Rom is 240, which is the exact same gematria as Amalek.
And Suffolk.
And Suffolk. Suffolk, Amalek, is gematria 240, which is the gematria of Suffolk. Why? Because that's the outlook on life. Everything is a Suffolk. It's all random. It's all a doubt. Nothing is decreed. Why not? Because Rom, 240, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lofty somewhere in Shemaim, but he's not Ba'aretz. That's why you'll find that the antidote to Amalek. How does Klal Yisrael overcome Amalek? We all know. The very first time it appears in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu lifts his hands up to Shemaim, and the Mishnah says this means that Klal Yisrael davened. In the times of the Megillah, Esther Amalka gathers all of Klal Yisrael and they daven. We have a fast just before Purim, that's tomorrow, Tanis Esther, in which we daven. Davening is the ultimate recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much involved in our lives. Amalek would never daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't decide anything in our life. Why would you turn to somebody for help if you can't help? So therefore, the antidote to Amalek is the fact that we declare loud and clear that we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our everyday lives. And that's why we turn around and daven. Did you ever notice, by the way, it's the only fast that if it lands on Shabbos, what do we do with it? When Purim is on a Sunday, and occasionally it can be, so essentially the Tanis with the day before Shabbos, we don't fast on Shabbos. So what do we do with the Tanis?
Thursday.
We bring it up forward to Thursday. Why? When Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos, we don't bring it to Thursday, we push it off to Sunday. When Shiva Asar B'Tammuz is on Shabbos, we push it off. Why over here do we bring it forward? And the answer is, because Tanis Esther has to precede Purim. Because Tanis Esther is the Yesod of Purim. You cannot have Purim, you cannot celebrate the downfall of Amalek without first having a day of Tefillah. Because you first got to understand, how is it that we overcame Amalek? Once you reaffirm that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by davening on Tanis Esther, now there's what to celebrate. And that's why many Mefarshim say that Tanis Esther is a special, special day to daven. In particular, the 22nd Perek of Tehillim. You should note this, Tehillim Chaf Beis, which is the Perek that Esther Hamalka, this is the tefillah that she said before she entered the palace, Keli Keli Loma Azavtoni. Tehillim Chaf Beis 22 is brought down in Sfarim that on Tanis Esther, this perek should be recited with kavona, and then immediately upon the conclusion of saying this perek, you should say your bakosha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tanis Esther is all about tefillah. It has to precede Yom Kippur. You cannot have that on Purim. You can't have that after Purim. You've missed the boat. And therefore, if our job on Purim is to wipe out the Zecha of Amalek, which does not necessarily only mean go around killing people, rather it means wipe out the ideology of Amalek, then the way to wipe out the ideology of Amalek is to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every aspect of our lives, and we're connected to him. He's not wrong. Some lofty existence that we have no connection to. We talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. I told my kids yesterday, but at 6 o'clock in the morning, yesterday morning, one of the twins was up, and we could not find his, us English guys call it the dummy. What do you call it? I think the pacifier. We could not find the pacifier anywhere. 6 o'clock in the morning, this baby is yelling and crying. So I was dispatched at 6 in the morning to look for the pacifier.
The Motzei Shalal Rav.
So I'm looking for it. I'm looking here and looking there. So I told the children yesterday, the Purim, so that I couldn't find it anyway. So what do? I just stopped and I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me find this pacifier. The baby's crying. He's going to wake up everybody. Within about 10 seconds, I suddenly saw it on the floor, tucked in a corner. That's the Avodah of Chedesh Adar, just to talk to Hashem, to make sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our lives. Have you ever heard of the Kotzke Rebbe? The Kotzke Rebbe, when he was a little boy in Cheder, the Rebbe asked the children, where is Hashem? And the little boy, Kotzke Rebbe, destined to be the Kotzke Rebbe, put up his hand and he said, where is Hashem? He is wherever you allow him in. That's where he is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is spoken to. We talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And if not, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rom. So we're the same as Amalek. In which case, therefore, it turns out that when the Chiddush Yarim said that the Chodesh of Adar is all based on that Medrash, She'odur b'soicho, it's not a play on words. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, build a base of Migdosh so that I can reside in you, I can be connected to you. V'shochanti b'soichoi, b'soichom. Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides in every single individual. To what extent? To the extent that you allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to live with you. So when the Gera Rebbe said, Ador is based on the Medrash of Odur b'soichoi, that is not a play on words. Odur b'soichoi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives with us, we're connected to him. That is the whole essence of Chodesh Ador. So therefore, don't underestimate, however busy a person is on Tanis Esther, especially so on Purim, it's worth taking off a few minutes just to close the door, switch off your phones and your computers, dedicated a few moments, besides for in shul, to heartfelt tefillah. Because that's the whole essence of Purim. As opposed to Amalek, who view HaKadosh Baruch Hu as very distant and unconnected, we reaffirm our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Poshet, talking to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That's the Avodah of Ador, She'odur b'soichai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let me live with you. Only, as it were, lofty b'shomayim. I want to be connected to you. But in order to be connected, it's got to be bilateral. Both sides have to agree to this. You can't have I can't enforce a connection with you. I can't force you, be connected to me. A husband cannot marry a wife against her force. There's no such thing. You cannot forge a connection which is not bilateral. It's got to be bilateral, can't be unilateral. So as much as we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Purim, to that extent we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, this is in Yonah D'Yoma, and this is very much connected to our Gemara. Obviously, we're discussing the essence of Chodesh Adar. Let's go back into the Gemara. First word on the line, Eini. So we just now said that what? We just said that if... One second, right, we just said if there's a Shas Adchak, then indeed the Beis Din can announce at the beginning of the year already that it's going to be a Shana Me'uberes, but nonetheless, the extra month that will be added will always be Adar and not the earlier months of the year. Says the Gemara, Eini, is this really true? We have the following story. Now, this is a little bit cryptic. Baha Sholchu Le Lerova. They once sent a message to Rava saying the following. Zug, which literally means a pair, Rashi says it means Shnei Talmidei Chachamim. There were a group or a pair of Talmidei Chachamim. This was told to Rava. Bo Mi Lekes. They've just arrived from a place called Rekes. V'tofsu nesher, literally translated, they've been captured by an eagle. This is all cryptic. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says, V'tofsu nesher chel parsim. They were captured by Persian soldiers. So in order to relay the message to Rava in cryptic form.
First of all, it was late, second it was high.
In order to relay this message in cryptic form, they used these various mesholim. So they said they were captured by an eagle. This pair of Talmidei Chachamim were captured by an eagle. In fact, they meant they were captured by the Persian authorities. U'beyodom, and in their hands, they had in possession Devorim Hanaaseh Beluz. These Talmidei Chachamim who were captured, they had in their possession different things that were made in Luz. What do they have? Number one, they had Umay Nihu. What were these things? Tcheles.
Whoa.
Tcheles is the purple wool, as we know, that's used for tzitzis. Bizchus horachamim ubizchusom, in the merit of divine mercy and bizchusom, and in their own merits, Baruch Hashem yotzu b'sholoim, they managed to escape. Okay, it's all very cryptic. Furthermore, va'amusei yerichei nachshein. Amusa Yerichei Nachshein means in the offspring, the descendants of Nachshein ben Aminodov.
Gave Yehuda.
Bikshu Likvoya Netziv Echot. They wanted to establish a Netziv. Now Rashi says over here what this meant was they wanted to add on the current year. Veloy hinichon adoimi haloz. Literally translated, the Edomites would not permit it. They wanted to add, they wanted to make it a shana mu'aber. Again, this is all in cryptic form, like we said before, because they did not want this message to be grabbed, caught by the authorities, and they'd be in trouble. Therefore, they used all strange words. Essentially, again, the message that was coming to Rava was that they wanted to make a Shonam Uberes, and the Goyim did not allow. Of course, this is why we're mentioning it, because we just said before, this is an example of, on occasion, the Goyim can interfere. Okay. Avo Bale Asufois. The members of the assembly, meaning the Talmidei Chachamim, the Bezdin, Ne'esfu, they met together, V'kavu loy netziv echod, and they did establish this extra month when? V'yerach shemeis boy Aaron HaKoyin, in the month that Aaron HaKoyin died, which is, by the way, Chodesh Av.
Rebbe, why does Art School talk instead, you keep saying an extra, you appointed an extra month, and they say they appointed an officer, like as if an itziv, a real officer. Yeah. You keep saying right. An extra. I'm just curious.
Yeah, but it's a code word. It's a code word.
It's a code word. The word netziv means an officer, but because this all have to be kept very, very secretive, they in fact meant an extra month. Rashi says so. Have a look at Rashi. Bikshu likvoya netziv echod, bikshu lahoisiv chodesh echod al hashana. They wanted to add an extra month on the year la'abra. They called it a netziv, i.e. as in an officer. But it was all in code, and what they meant was they wanted to make a shana mu'aber. So now, what is the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is, you see that what do they do? Look at Rashi. They made decrees overriding the decision of the Bezdin, but they nonetheless did so, which is Ba'av. So, Alma, you see, this is the Gemara's question. In extenuating circumstances, ma'ainin be'ibur shana lifnei Rosh Hashanah. You see, contrary to what we said before, that you can even convene a Bezdin before Rosh Hashanah. This was done in Chodesh Av. Chodesh Av is long before Rosh Hashanah, albeit under extenuating circumstances. But nonetheless, didn't we say that in all circumstances, there's no such thing as convening the Bezdin before Rosh Hashanah? Says the Gemara, no. Chashuvei mechshevi. Yes, they made the calculations, but giluye loy megali, but they did not reveal it, meaning they did not formally announce it. Look at Rashi. Giluye loy megali ad la'achar Rosh Hashanah. They did not formally announce it till after Rosh Hashanah. Shelo yishkechu bnei ha'goyle, that we said before, in order that bnei ha'goyle should not forget. So yes, under extenuating circumstances, they had no choice. They had to convene and make the calculations earlier on than they would have liked because they were going to get in trouble with the authorities, but they did not break the rules. What does that mean, they did not break the rules? Because at the end of the day, they only published, they only announced their decision to be Ma'ab of the Year later on in the year, as we said before. Now, we used a strange word, namely Netziv. Netziv really means an officer, but we were using it in context of a month. The Gemara says, why is that a code word for a month? Says the Gemara, my mashma dahai netziv, quote unquote. Where is the implication? How is it implied that the word netziv is a lishna, is the loshna of diyarcha? It means a month. Why does it mean a month? The answer is, because a pasuk in Malachim, it says, deksiv eloshloimo shnei mosen netzivim. Shlomo HaMelech had 12 officers, Al Kol Yisrael, the Kilkoloi Es HaMelech, and they provided Kalkola Parnosa for the king, the Es Amshov, Chodesh Bashano. Each man had his month in the year. So you see that he appointed 12 Netzivim, and each Netziv was connected to one month. So you see that there was one Netziv per Chodesh. So even though the word Netziv definitely does not mean Chodesh, but it's a reference because there was one Netziv per Chodesh. Ivahoksiv, doesn't it also say, the Netziv Asher Echod Asher Ba'aretz, that there was one Netziv in the land, not 12. Says the Gemara, Yehuda Rav Nachman, Chad Omar Mamuna Al Kulam, V'chad Omar Keneged Chodesh O'Ibur. Rav Nachman, one holds that there was one single officer that was appointed over all the other officers. There were really 12 altogether, but there was one in charge. And the other one is of the opinion that this refers to the special officer who is in charge of the extra month. Okay, but either way, I see that definitely the word Netziv does not mean a month. But because this was used in reference to a month, that's why it's the code word. By the way, if you've ever been in a Beis HaMedrash where somebody donates or somebody dedicates the day's learning, it's called the Netziv Yoim or Netziv Chodesh. The Lechaira, it comes from over here. Okay, we have to hold it over here. As mentioned before, Neda, I hope to be able to give Shir tomorrow. I don't want to cancel Shir, especially because we're not going to be learning on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm not sure yet. So Bli Neda tomorrow, Shir as per normal Amit Hashem.
By the way, Rebbe, off topic for a second. I heard a medrash that at the end of time, there'll be a war between the eagle and the bear. And I think people always think the eagle, the United States, but here's a raya that eagle is actually our Iran.
Right. Yeah. Scary stuff. Yeah, quite right.
Oh, wow.